There are a number of issues facing birds in East Africa. Some are homegrown, others are the result of actions taken thousands of miles away. But whether near or far, the result is the same. The bird populations are under threat. Brian Finch is co-author of the Birds of East Africa Field Book.
I think that one of the major problems that we are facing in Kenya is that there is an awful lot of pressure on forests. We have a burgeoning population, and people are eroding the edges of protected areas. It's very difficult to police a lot of the areas. Insidiously, people are going inside the forest and hollowing it from the inside, working out, leaving a shell on the outside. Of course, this will lead to further change in the climate, dehydration of the soils. It's a domino effect that will lead on to changes in other ecosystems, all of them bad. It's very difficult to see how we can combat this with our population as it is, and people have a right to live.
So deforestation is one issue. I guess that leads on to climate change. What kind of impact is climate change having in Kenya?
The climate in Kenya nowadays is not fixed. Before, we had a dry season and wet season. They used to come at nearly the same time every year. They used to deposit the same amount of rain. We used to have the same amount of drought. The last drought that we had, which is nearly 3 years ago now, it was an extremely bad one. It lasted for 2.5 years. There were places that hadn't had rain for 2 years. A lot of the areas were drying up. It was looking very miserable. And then the drought broke. And it's been raining intermittently ever since in a lot of places. But it's been very sporadic. It will rain for weeks and weeks on end in one place, and yet 10 kilometres away they still haven't had a drop. And so it's very difficult for the poor people to work out how to combat this with crop rotation and when they plant, when they don't plant, when they harvest. And this causes people to move out of the areas where they've been living for so long into other areas which might be still in a semi-pristine state. And so it puts more pressure on already valid ecosystems that we have that are protected as well. And so there's an erosion on all protected areas.
What about an economic influence, say with mining or farming and those kind of things? What impact is that having on the bird life of Kenya?
There are issues with mining. There's quite a bit of greed when it comes to mining. The funds that are generated, the profits, are not necessarily shared with the people. They might go to governments. I'm not naming any particular governments, but government people tend to get richer and it doesn't filter down through into the population. However, one of the big problems at the moment is the mining of soda ash, which is proposed on Lake Natron, which is the major breeding area for lesser flamingo in the world. And by removing the ash, it could actually harm the breeding programs of these birds, which are very intermittent and it usually coincides with good rains and higher water levels, so there's lots of islands where they can raise their chicks and be completely free from predators. By removing the ash, maybe the water level will change and they won't get these little island refuges and the predators will be able to get in and devour the young.
With so many problems that the wildlife in this area is facing, then what is anything being done? Can anything be done?
Here in East Africa, there are quite a few conservation organisations that are doing absolute splendid work in trying to keep places as natural as they possibly can. And most of their time is spent battling the people who are not so minded but want to make money, quick money out of a quick sale or destruction of an area or mining various things. But thanks to the internet nowadays, the people actually have a much stronger voice. There's more of a community level now where people with the same thoughts can make some sort of impact, at least make a statement, whereas before they weren't able to.
That's Brian Finch, co-author of the Birds of East Africa Field Book and App.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.